So we're going to be working on reality creation tonight. And who else joined us? Did somebody else beep in? I thought I heard somebody. So we have Pamela, we have Sharon, we have Leslie. I know Anita couldn't make it. Is Sherry here? Okay. So we're going to start creating new realities. How does that sound?
Good.
Yeah?
Good.
Good.
Sounds good to me. I'm glad, Marbeth, how many times have you done this and you know to wait for us all to unmute our telephones?
Is there anybody else that I missed? No, I know. The telephones, yes. Okay. So, Sharon, do you want to check in? Because I know Pamela got a chance to, Leslie got a chance to.
Check in what respect?
Just tell us what your week was, yeah.
You and I talked about my almost move, which was interesting, just to tell everybody else. I had my aunt is moving back to Massachusetts because she's too frail to be coming back and forth to Florida. And her condo, which is beautiful, is being sold, and both my sister and I thought that it was going to be too expensive. As a matter of fact, my aunt said an asking price that was too expensive. And my sister, who is extremely well financially set, said she wouldn't buy it at that price either. And then my cousin, who was down with my aunt, mentioned the price, which was less than a third of what my aunt had originally said she was asking. And I could afford it. And then I went into this, and it was all, I was really excited about it. And when I really gave it some thought, the price of it didn't matter. It just wasn't right. So all the feelings, Pamela, that I was getting while thinking this through and everything that needed to be done, told me not to do it. And as soon as I told them that I wasn't going to do it, I was so relieved. And then over the next day, the fact that I barely even thought about it, whether I missed the opportunity or whatever, or the living in that place, which is so beautiful, never crossed my mind. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, it was completely the right thing to do.
Very great.
Otherwise, I've been dating.
Woo-hoo.
And several people, actually.
That's the good thing. You want to be dating several people.
I've told just about everybody goodbye, and I'm starting over with a new one tomorrow.
Cool.
And I went out with one guy for about a month. I figured, oh, I'll give him a chance. He's a nice guy kind of thing. But that's all it ended up to be. So,
but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, completely. And so that's that. Dancing is fun, but I feel very frustrated, like I'm not getting anywhere. And my instructor keeps telling me that I am. I don't know whether to believe him or he just likes the money.
I'm sure, you know, ballroom dancing is not inexpensive.
I got a really sweet deal with him.
Good.
I take two lessons a week for probably $10 less than one lesson would cost me.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I was one of his first students here, and he gave me a gift, and he's keeping it. He hasn't said a word, and his clientele has built up to such an extent that he doesn't need my extra, you know. So it's not bad, but anyway, so that's a little frustrating. my daughter and I are getting along famously well.
Awesome.
My father seems to be struggling but managing. And my sister and I are getting along great.
All good stuff.
So, yeah, all good stuff.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And has anybody noticed a shift in you?
I think probably the person who has the most is my old boyfriend.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
We just got married.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Interesting.
What did he say? He's very perceptive and intuitive, and he hasn't really said anything except just how he talks to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows I'm so over it. You know, he's not, it's just a very easy relationship now.
That's so good. Congratulations. Good
oh,
work.
Thank you.
Good work.
Thank you.
So tonight we're going to be talking about creating your new reality because, you know, we've done a lot of clearing and, you know, and I know very often there's more clearing to do. But what's really important is to take what you've done. You know, it's not just about clearing this stuff out. You have to set your compass for a new destination. You know, a new destination that's going to be a place where you're happy and you're feeling fulfilled and you're just, you know, it's the right place because you're doing your purpose. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So is everybody all up for that?
Sure.
All right. Good. So one of the first things in reality creation is that you really want to have your vibration be up. So, you know, we talked about ways of doing this. So one of the ways would be, you know, to read uplifting books. You know, and it's always good to read something that's uplifting. When my vibration was really the highest, I mean, I have a pretty high vibration, but when it was really high, even though my life was not functioning, you know, perfectly, but I was reading A Course in Miracles about 3 hours a day, and just that act of reading it, because the vibration was so high, I was vibrating at a very high frequency, so that things just came to me so easily. Any material things just showed up very, very easily. And so that's a really good way to raise your vibration. Another way is to play uplifting music. Music that just really soothes your spirit, makes you feel really good. And you know the kind of music, you just feel really up when you're listening to it. And then, you know, another way is to use your I am statements where, you know, you would program every day, you know, I am, you know, it's a declaration, it's not an affirmation, but I am joyous, I am happy, I am abundant, I am attracting whatever it is you want to attract into your life easily. And, you know, and so these are ways that you're just going to start to really uplift yourself. And, you know, there's so many ways, you know, of creating joy, you know, and that totally does raise your vibration, whether it's, and singing is a good way, and appreciation and gratitude. These are all ways that you can use to uplift your raise your vibration. I know people like John DeMartini from The Secret, says he doesn't get out of bed in the morning until he's shed a tear of gratitude. Well, I don't know if that's a bit of an exaggeration, but he certainly is a good manifester. So these are things that we're going to want to do on a regular basis. Now, do you meditate? Anybody here meditate?
I sometimes don't get my brain cleared very well, but I can feel connection sometimes to spirit.
Well, it's not about clearing your brain. That is really a misperception. Meditation is not about clearing your brain. In fact, sometimes when you're meditating, it could be very busy. You could be feeling tons of thoughts. It's how you feel after the meditation. You know, it's not like you go in there and decide, well, I'm going to have a clear mind today. No, it doesn't work like that. What meditation is, it's about becoming more aware. It's about just really seeing that awareness or experiencing that expanded awareness. That's really what it is. And, you know, I've done all kinds of meditation. I interviewed a woman today. Interesting. She was the one who put together the cruise that I was on, the New Life Cruise. Her name is Susan Shumsky. And I interviewed her for my radio program. And what was really interesting, you know, and I'm all about joy and happiness. And I spent, I guess a week on a cruise with this woman. She seemed extremely uptight. Now, I know it's a lot to put a cruise together. And, you know, she spent 20 years with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi in the Malayas in Switzerland. She was actually on his personal staff for 7 of those 20 years. And, you know, and I just thought, well, and she's written books on spirituality. She teaches people, you know, to meditate and whatever. And I just don't get that sense of real happiness from her. And my sense is it's possibly because she didn't release her stuff. You know, she's doing a lot of the right things, but I feel like you you can get to a fairly high place with that, but unless you really clear out your crap, I think it still follows you. That's just my thought about it. But she seems to feel manifestation is very easy. So, and it is. It really is. When your vibration is high, and you can get to a very high vibration through meditation. You can get to a place of bliss and ecstasy if you want to do it. So, but I just feel like there's an element there that wasn't being touched on. So it was just my perception, but it was just interesting to be around someone and, you know, who has spent devoted so much of their lives to being a teacher of metaphysics and meditation and just not feel that joy or that bliss. Or that, higher elevation around them. But anyway, she has a lot of good things to say. But I'm just noticing, I guess. So, okay. So the way I feel, it's really important to start your day. And I have this on the Power of Joy program. On the last module, it's called Create Your Day. And this is something that I learned from A Course in Miracles over 25 years ago. And it's so important that when you start your day in the morning, it's important, I feel, to have a ritual. Now, I love to get up and do yoga. And, you know, I could take an hour and a half doing my ritual. By the time I do the yoga, then I meditate. I don't get up early enough in the morning to do that. You know, I just don't. So what I do have is an abbreviated 10-minute to half-hour ritual where I can do some salutes to the sun, you know, so I get some yoga in. I'll do some breath work and meditation. I might do a Merkaba meditation, which is based on sacred geometry. And then I commune with spirit, and I just say, you know, and this is based on the Course in Miracles of chapter 30. If I make no decisions by myself, this day will be given me. And I just got a text from Sherry. She's not going to make it. She's driving back. She was at, a Jack Canfield conference. So she's not going to be on the call tonight. Sherry, we love you. And we love you, Anita. So anyway, so doing when you co-create your day with spirit, you're making the decision that you're going to have the day where you are going to experience peace, and you set your intention. This is what I want to feel today. This is what I would love to have show up in my life. I'd love to have that perfect opportunity, work opportunity. That would be great, right, Pamela? I'd like to have the right people show up, and I want to feel really peaceful, and I want to know that things are going to be good for me. I want to know that I'm going to be making the right choice. So you've set your intention for the day, and then you don't make any decisions by yourself, meaning every decision, every moment, you're actually deciding how you're going to perceive things in your life, whether you're going to be perceiving from a place of love or whether you're going to somehow get into the ego with judgment or fear or, you know, criticism. So those are not from the ego, and that's when you start to feel off-centered. You start to lose that peaceful feeling. You start to, maybe you start to judge other people. When you're judging other people, you're basically judging yourself. So it's a really good way to start the day by creating with spirit. So I put that up on the homework for today. I gave you guys a bunch of homework. Another thing to do, and it's also in the first module in The Power of Joy, it's the forgiveness part one, the getting big exercise, where you get bigger than the universe. I think that's such an important exercise. You know, you wouldn't hurt to do it every day, especially we really need to feel more empowered. You really need to have that confidence, that certainty that I'm in touch with my inner guidance and I'm certain that I'm on the right path. Because I'm feeling really peaceful. And there's your key. You know, am I feeling peaceful or am I feeling agitated? And what's really going on here? So those are two really important things for starting the day. And I really feel that ritual, I know for me, it helps ground me. Because if I don't do that, I could just lose myself. And I think because I'm so right-brained, I could just go into Space City and realize all of a sudden it's 3 or 4 o'clock and I haven't done anything. What have I done? I don't know. But I sure was busy doing it. So I really find that really helps quite a bit. And I have a couple of other exercises to share. And then I want to get into how do we create our reality. So the exercises that I have something called expanding your awareness. And this is a really cool exercise because I'm going to do this one next. Finding your life's purpose, your highest vision for yourself is an important exercise because here we are in the place of reality creation. So, and we all have a purpose. We all have a reason that we're here. And we're all unique. And we all have our very own reason to be here. So what is it that makes your heart sing? Now, you may have a few things that make your heart sing. In the case of Miss Pamela, it might be creating her art. It might be mixing with people. It might be flying or sailing. You know, so you want to look at what is it that makes me happy? What is it that I do that makes me happy? And so that's a really good thing to look at. You don't want to look at things. Your life's purpose is not going to be something that makes you miserable. It just isn't. It's something that when you think about it, you just feel happy. So if you don't know what your purpose is or what you really want to be when you grow up, so here's a good way to help you figure it out. So after you've done something that's uplifting, you want to create a symbol for your purpose. So what would be a good symbol? Maybe something that's meaningful for you. It could be a key or a butterfly or it could be, you know, maybe an angel or just some kind of a symbol that's going to be meaningful to you. And then you imagine that you're holding it in your hand. It's inside a ball of light. So you have this symbol. You can see it three-dimensionally. You bring it up to your heart chakra, and you feel what it feels like. And then bring it up to your crown chakra at the very top of your head, and you pour it into your soul. So we will do that exercise in just a few moments. So, but then I'm going to read this to you first, and then we're going to do it. So when you think about your higher purpose as a symbol, as you prepare to start every day, and you notice how your day is going to be arranged, because your day is going to start be shifting because you're focusing on what your purpose is. Even if you don't know what it is, you're holding that purpose inside you, and you've set your intention that the day is going to arrange itself to bring you closer to that purpose. So you may notice that your thoughts may change, that new opportunities may present themselves. Maybe people will leave and others start to come into your life. And you just don't judge anything. You just notice what you notice. Because, you know, what you want to do at the soul level is yours. And it doesn't have to be anybody else's, because you're different from everybody else. So if it feels like it's something really weird, that's okay. Don't judge it. Just love and accept yourself just the way you are. So just take a few minutes every day, or, you know, you can take a minute all day long, and just review what you've set up for the day. And ask yourself how everything feels, everything that you're doing. How does it fit into your higher purpose? Does it feel good? Does it make you feel peaceful? Do you feel like you're aligned with it? And so when you start to ask yourself these things, then you're going to be finding that you're feeling much more aligned, and things will just sort of fall into place. So staying focused and acting on your ideas are really important for this process. So let's do that. Let's put the higher purpose inside. So does everybody have a symbol? Something that would represent your life's purpose? Does anybody not have a symbol?
I don't. I have no idea how you come up with it. You say a ball with a butterfly in it.
Well, it's just... just imagine that you have a little crystal ball in your hand. What would you like to put inside of that would represent your life's purpose?
Well, I have no idea what my life purpose is.
I know. That's why we're going to create something, a symbol that it doesn't matter what your life's purpose is. This is going to symbolize it.
All right, so I'm just make a plain ball.
No, you can put something inside of it. You could put a flower in there. You could put a lotus is really symbolic of your soul.
What does a lotus look like?
A lotus is, it looks like a white, like a water lily.
All right. And this is what I'll use from here on out, or is it just for the night?
Well, this is your image, and this is just a symbol. It's just a symbol because you don't know what the actual life's purpose is on a conscious level. So what you're going to do is just use this. Is everybody else okay?
Yes.
Okay, Sharon, you good?
Yes.
Good. So now I want you to imagine, first of all, take a couple of breaths, deep breaths, all the way down into your belly, through your nose, and exhale with a sigh. And then inhale all the way down to your belly. And you exhale with a sigh. And one more time. can just feel everything shift. Beautiful. So now you have a symbol of what your life's purpose is. Even if you don't know what it is, bring it up to your heart space and feel what that feels like. It's in a beautiful little crystal sphere, and you're just bringing it right up to your heart just so you can feel what it feels like. It feels really good. And now bring it up to the crown of your head, the very top of your head. Open the crystal sphere and just pour it into your crown all the way down into your soul. So now you have that symbol loose inside of you. So think about it every day for at least a minute a day. You could spread that minute out throughout the day, so maybe a minute here, a minute there, or spend a few minutes and just kind of tap in. And when you create, you know, a job or a task for yourself to do during the day, think about how that aligns with what that purpose is. How does that feel? Do you feel peaceful or does it feel uncomfortable? Because that's your answer in, should I be doing this or should I not be doing this? Does it make you feel good? Or do you feel a little bit off when you think about doing it? So that's a good way to feel more aligned with your highest and best vision for you. So you don't have to know what it is. You have the symbol for it. Your soul knows what it is. And as long as you start to tune into, is this in alignment with this? You're going to start to notice that your decisions are shifting. So that's a really positive thing. Do you have any questions?
You said bring it up. Are you talking about internally bringing it up, or you just let it
No, you
out?
Held it to you held it to your heart, and then you poured it in through the top of your head. So now it's inside of you. Might be living inside your heart space. Feels like a good place for it. Can you see it there? I know you're very visual.
No, because I didn't. What I had in my crystal, I didn't want inside of me.
Well, you didn't want the lotus inside of you?
No, it wasn't a lotus in there. I didn't see a lotus in there.
What did you see?
People.
Oh, no, you don't want the people inside of you. Well, that's interesting, though. So you saw people as your purpose.
So, now I've got to come up with the better one to stick inside.
No, that's very interesting, Pamela. That was your higher self talking to you. It said, you are so good with people, which is true. You really are so loving, and you're always looking to give to people. So what it's saying is that your purpose has to do with people. That's really, that was a big clue. That was just a little gift for you.
Okay.
So now, let's just, what would symbolize, you know, your purpose with people? What would symbolize that, Pamela?
I don't know.
Maybe, you know, what just came up for me was like a rose. You know, just some sort of a beautiful flower, because that's what you are.
All right.
Well, that didn't sound very promising. What are you seeing? Ask yourself, If okay. I knew what a symbol would be for me to symbolize my life's purpose, what would it look like?
Okay, I'll do that in a little bit.
Do it now.
Is everyone else finished?
It's okay, Pamela. You're not taking up anybody's time.
Here, your nephew.
I know.
I can use an orchid.
An orchid? Well, that's beautiful because that's somewhat more rare.
I'll do that. Okay, cool.
So now you see it. You pour it in through your crown, and now it's living inside of you. I see it in the heart space. And just imagine that this is representing you, your highest purpose. So every day when you make your plans for what you're going to do during the day, check in and say, how does it feel when I align it with this symbol? Does that make sense?
Kinda.
I know. It's a little out there.
I mean, so when you get up in the morning, you say, let me look at the whole day as the orchid?
No. Say, you know, you've done maybe you don't do like a meditation. If you just take a little bit of time to line up with spirit and just decide this is the kind of day I want to have. And then you look at your list and you think, well, I have these phone calls to do. I have to go to this meeting. I have this to do. Whatever it is you have to do, you take each item and you just imagine like there's a connection between it and that orchid inside of you. And what does that feel like? Does that feel good? Or does it make you feel kind of uneasy or uncomfortable? Because you're going to find that your body is such an amazing GPS instrument, really. It's going to start to let you know, hey, Pamela, this isn't such a good thing to do today. It just doesn't feel good. Because now you're feeling things. So that would be a key thing.
Okay.
Now, when I said that, I'm feeling stuff in my chest. Does that feel uncomfortable to you?
Well, I just have to first try it. You know how new things for me take 24 hours to resonate.
Okay. Well, you check that out and let me see how that goes. What about you, Sharon? How was that?
I'm here.
I know.
I'm stuck right now on something that Pamela just said about 24-hour resonate thing.
Yeah.
Because most of the time when something happens, whether it's good or bad, I will, or somebody asks me to how I feel about something, I will say, well, I'll get back to you on that, or I have to think about it, because I have what I call my 24-hour think about it time, because I'm not sure what just happened to me.
Right. I understand. I take time to process things, too, so I totally get that.
Yeah, and I've decided to do that late in life because I realized that I was giving knee-jerk reactions, and it would be much better if I waited to find out how I really feel and then report back. So I give myself the option to say to people, well, I'm not sure, I'll get back to you.
Right. Well, that's
anyway,
a good
thing. Anyway, now getting back to the exercise, I'm very comfortable with my beautiful, huge monarch butterfly.
Woo, nice. Very nice.
And butterflies are very important to me because when something on my mind about Deborah, a butterfly will appear.
Mm-hmm.
Almost
always. Well,
that's beautiful. So that's what came to me.
Very nice. Yeah, this is just something a little bit different, but it's also, you know, it's effective. As you start to tune in to yourself and what is in alignment with my highest and best, and there's also, there are ways of just really knowing, you know, as you start to tap in to your higher and best, highest and best guidance, your higher self or spirit, whatever you want to call it. There are ways of really developing that absolute certainty that you're getting the best guidance that you need. And nobody knows better. I always find that when I'm getting that intuitive pull, it can be totally off the wall, totally off the wall. I had one of the weirdest ones I had was, I guess, a year or so ago. I was doing my yoga, and I had the sense of somebody I knew casually on Facebook appeared to me. And I thought, okay, well, this is interesting. What's this about? So I checked in, and it was sort of like, well, she needs me to connect with her. So, I mean, this is somebody I just know Facebook. And so I connected with her on Facebook, and I said, you know, this is going to sound a little strange. Is it okay if I do a little work on you? And she said, yeah, yeah. So I did. She said, you know, she said, knock yourself out. So so I go to work on her, and I got, no, you need to actually be working with her. And the woman lives in Canada. So I connected with her, and, you know, and I said, I know this is going to sound strange, but would you like to talk tomorrow? Because I just had this really strong sense that I need to, you know, that there's something that needs to happen here. So she said, okay, and she called me from Canada the next day. She was absolutely fine. I'm talking to her, and she sounds fine. She feels good. I'm wondering, what is this about?
Hi, this is Sherry. Sorry I'm late.
Hi, sweetie. So nice to have you. Yeah, we're in reality creation tonight, and you can pick up, you know, the rest of it on the recording. We just did a really cool exercise of getting in touch with your higher purpose. So anyway, so what I'm just going to give you a brief synopsis, you know, on how to, you know, you can trust your inner guidance no matter how weird it is. I was doing yoga, and someone I knew casually on Facebook, their essence, their spirit came to me, and so I connected with her, and then I was told that I really needed to work with her, that my work, we needed to have a conversation. So she called me from Canada the next day, and I'm talking to her, and I'm, you know, just kind of feeling, what is this, what is this, what is this? And she seems fine, you know, she seems like, you know, a very together person. And then she mentioned, she has a baby, and she mentioned that things were moving in her house. If she'd be downstairs and something would fall over in the bathtub when nobody was there. And I said, oh, now I know why I'm supposed to get in touch with you. So I realized that her house was haunted. There were spirits in her house. So I cleared that for her, and what was really interesting, too, which is very unusual, was that I woke up all night long to make sure that her house was clear. This never happens. I don't know what this was about. The next day, she wrote me this long message on Facebook thanking me so profoundly for the first time ever her baby slept through the night. It was like 2 years old, always had nightmares, and that was because of these spirits that were in the house. So, you know, and if I had not listened to that very weird guidance to connect with this woman whom, you know, I'm thinking she's going to think I'm a nutcase. You know, why am I connecting with her and saying I need to be working with you? But there was the answer right there. So anyway, it's really important to listen to that because you know, and so many weird things. You know, I wouldn't be in the relationship I'm in now had I not listened to something that was just off the wall. You know, so it will, your higher purpose, your higher self will talk to you and guide you to do things that are going to be a little strange, a little different, and the rewards that you'll get will really be, you know, pretty amazing. You'll definitely get a response. So I just wanted to share that with you. So we've looked at, you know, creating your day. We've looked at, you know, you want to redo on a regular basis that getting big exercise that's in Module 1, Forgiveness Part 1. And you also want to do that exercise with your higher purpose. And now, when you start to think about, you know, what would I like to bring into my life? You know, coming from that higher purpose and you thinking about different things in your life, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's a living situation, maybe it's a job situation, and you're coming into it from being in that space of alignment with what your purpose is, then you want to spend time meditating on that vision. What does that feel like? What does it feel like to be there? But, you know, you're going to find that when you're in alignment, things are going to come to you just very easily, and you don't need to know how. How is this going to happen? Once you get that vision, just knowing that it's yours, this is mine, things are going to just start to present themselves, and life is not going to be an effort. It's going to be easy because your soul will be guiding you and your soul will be talking with you. And if you notice that you start to step into this bigger space, and there, you know, we really are these amazing, magnificent beings. You know, we have no limits. We're just so beautiful, beautiful joy and love and peace without any boundaries at all. That's who we are. And yet, you know, very often the goals that we have for ourselves are small. They're comfortable. So what if we could stretch them a little bit? What if we could stretch that into a place of like, oh, that's a little exciting. That's a little tingling. That's how you actually pull things in faster when you're in that place of excitement, when things are just making your stomach tingle. You know, like you're just on the, you're riding, you're surfing on the edge of a wave. I've never surfed in my life, but it's that feeling of just riding right up on that crest of the wave. You're not too far forward where it's going to be scary. You're not too far back where it's way too comfortable, where it's going to be just too boring to even bother. You want to be in that place where you've got this excitement. You have a sense of where you're going, what you want to pull into your life. You can taste it. It's so real for you. You can just feel it. It's just yours. And you know it's yours, and that's when things happen really, really easily. So, are there any questions so far? Does everybody get everything? So, I have another exercise, which is, I'm going to throw it in because it's a really nice way to, I guess, to expand your awareness. And say, for example, one of the things that you discover is that You might want to be a speaker. You might want to be a teacher. You might want to be working with people in a certain way. And it, you don't know exactly how to do it. It feels a little bit strange. You might decide that I want to do something on a global level, and that feels way too big for you. So this exercise, which is called, I'm calling it expanding your awareness, is a way of really expanding your ability to tap into other beings, other people, so that you can get a sense of what it's like to be them. So you're actually getting, you're not taking anything away from anybody, but you're able to tap into, what does it feel like to be Oprah? What does it feel like to be her, to really embody someone who has created such an amazingly huge career for herself? What, you know, and you can actually tap into Oprah and feel what it is that she feels like. Or, you know, perhaps, you know, there's another Bill Gates, or, the essence of Steve Jobs. You know, people that have really gone in and expanded themselves, Mother Teresa. You could tap into what it would be like to meet Mother Teresa, what it would be like who else would you like to be? Think about it. Who would you like to be? Who is somebody that is larger than life, that actually has a purpose that's similar to your purpose? And you can feel what it feels like to be doing that, to stretch yourself so that you can actually step into being a bigger version of yourself. Maybe, you know, like in terms of being of service, when you're being of service to people, then it stretches you, and it also pulls what you would like toward you even faster. So the way to do this, and I have this, this is all up on the homework page, is to go outside and drop into your heart space. You know, you can put your hands on your heart and just drop down. And then you think about somebody or something that you love, and you notice what you're experiencing. And then focus on an inanimate object. So it could be a rock that could be there. It could be a blade of grass. It could be a little pond, you know, just some water. It could be flowers. It could be a boat. And bring your consciousness, your awareness inside the consciousness of these objects. And you just practice with different ones, and you do it for about 15 minutes so that you can feel what it's like to be a rock. Now, everything has consciousness. Rocks have consciousness. Boats have consciousness. You're just going to tap into it and see what it feels like being them. You could be experiencing different metals. What's it like to be silver as opposed to what's it like to be gold or a copper penny? So after you're very comfortable, you know, exploring what it's like to be these inanimate objects, now you're going to start focusing your awareness on living beings such as bugs, birds, dogs, cats. So what's it like to be them? I love to do this with seagulls. I love to just really feel them, feel myself soaring. It's just really amazing. So what's it like to be in a more animated object, something that has a higher level of awareness than a rock or a body of water? And then you bring your awareness inside the consciousness of somebody you admire, whether they're either alive or they've passed, and you can feel what it's like to have their qualities. What's it like to have their qualities? Because that will help to stretch you. And I know there are qualities that I really like that different people have. You know, what just came to mind was Dr. John DeMartini. He's so amazingly focused and dedicated to his life purpose, which is writing and learning and teaching. And he speaks, and this man is so dedicated that he speaks like maybe 300 and something days a year, and he holds workshops just about every weekend, and he's traveling all over the world. So, you know, he set up his life so that he can just do these four things, and he's a happy camper. So, you know, he has some qualities that I like. So, you know, I might check in and borrow some of those qualities. Not that I'm taking anything from him, because I'm not, but I'm experiencing what it's like to be that dedicated, to be that focused, to be, you know, whatever the qualities are that he has. Are there any questions about this? Because this can be a really fun exercise. I really like it.
Sounds like it's fun. I remember being in kindergarten and I could do that to a person.
Absolutely.
But
you still can.
Well, yeah, I was five. So.
So
I don't
now,
do it now, though. I'll practice this. It sounds good.
Yeah, this is a great practice because when you, you know, first of all, and here's the other thing, because now we have that symbol of what your life's purpose is inside. So when you think of a person or, you know, an object that, you know, you want to do practice this, you know, expanding your awareness with, see how that aligns. Does that feel good if I do this one? Or is this one off track? Does this align with that symbol that we put in your crown of your life purpose? Or would somebody else feel better? So this is just, you know, it's just something to play with. Does anybody have any questions? Everybody understand it? Anybody not understand it?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Sharon.
Okay, good. Good. So what don't you understand?
It's not that I, maybe that wasn't answering the right question. It's the ability to do it. It's like, am I asking what would it feel like to be that rock?
Yes. Yeah. You could actually do what ifs, because you're really good with the what ifs. So you could just say, what if I could bring my consciousness, my awareness inside that rock? What would that feel like? And then just let it happen. I attended one conference where we did this for about a week. Every morning we just went outside and we did, you know, something very similar, not exactly, but very similar to this. They called it Feel-Its. And it was just a really good way to just really open you up. You know, it's not something that, unless you have the time to do it every day, but it's a really good exercise just for expanding your awareness of the world around you. Did that answer your question, sweetie?
Yes.
Okay. And if you have any questions, let me know. You know, if you try it and it's not, it feels weird or whatever, let me know. You know, I'm here for you guys. So, any other questions? Good. Good. So remember, you want to do it with people that are playing big. And then also, the other aspect to it is notice when you're back in your own body and you're thinking about, you know, well, gee, I was just Oprah, or I was just I was just who's big and in the media? Ellen. I was just Ellen, you know, and I love like her ability just to stay so light and joyful. You know, that would be a fun being too, just kind of like go inside and just feel her qualities. You know, and just when you come back out, did any limiting beliefs come up? Just notice. Am I feeling uncomfortable now? What is it? What is it? Is it a limiting belief? Do I need to stick it in that box and zap it? You know, what is that? What is it? What do I believe about myself? Do I feel like I don't deserve that? Do I don't feel like I'm not as good as she is? What is it I'm feeling? So that's, I think, is, you know, a pretty good thing that we're going to do. Next week, we're going to really get into more advanced reality creation. You know, there are other ways that we can play with it, play with the field of thought. And what is it that you guys would like to create more in your life?
Do you want us to answer?
Yeah, totally.
Confidence, courage, and love.
Competence or confidence?
Confidence.
Okay.
And while we're at it, how about financial abundance too?
Okay. Okay, so confidence. Yeah.
Courage, love, and financial abundance.
And financial abundance. Perfect. You got your work cut out for you. And how is that? I know. How is that going to show up? What's that going to look like?
Are you asking me right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for me, I think given my situation right now,
yes,
which I know I haven't updated you guys on because I was so late, but
tell us. You can check in.
Okay. Well, this has been a really profound week for me. I just spent it with Jack Canfield at his advanced training.
Right.
And prior to going, I've been having some major. I've been getting a lot of messages that it's time to acknowledge that my husband and I are not in love and probably never were. And I've been denying that for a long, long time. But I had a big conversation with him. Like, I just got really brave one night, and I just had the call and talked for hours and hours and hours, and he said he's not in love with me either, and, like, there's all this stuff, right? And it was really cool. It was a very emotionally honest conversation, probably the most honest I've ever been in my life. Told him everything, every single thing. And it's been very, like, painful, I think, for him, and for me too, but mostly for him, because he doesn't feel his emotions at all. Typically, except
right.
Anger. And so I'm trying to work toward harmonious closure, and I need the courage and the confidence to do it, to believe in myself that I could do it on my own, at least get myself, you know, treat myself well and do well enough that I can support myself and live well. And I would love to attract the right person. You know, where I can have a really passionate, amazing life.
Yeah.
In all aspects. In order to do that, I'm going to need more financial abundance.
Okay. Well, we're going to definitely work on it. There's some of it is this week, you know, in this week's class. And next week, we're going to get into some more nitty-gritty with that.
Okay.
Definitely with some even stronger tools. But one of the ways, because you're already on your path to doing something that's really very fulfilling for you.
Career-wise?
With your writing.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're speaking, because you're speaking. And one of the things that you could do, which just came to me, is you know, people charge for speaking.
Yeah, I do too.
Good. Good. So you can envision yourself, you know, in this bigger arena and see yourself being paid well and see how that resonates with your with your soul alignment. So check out the soul exercise. It's in the homework. And listen to the recording. Because it's very simple. I'll tell you right now. It's very simple. Where you, if you don't know what your life's purpose is, or maybe there's an additional purpose that you're not aware of. But although what you're doing is so helpful for so many people, for the beautiful children that you're inspiring, and the talks that you're giving are really helping other people. What you can do is just imagine a symbol for your life's purpose, whatever it is, and you bring it up to your heart. So it's in a crystal, like a crystal sphere, and you feel what it feels like, and you bring it next to your heart space, and then you just bring it up, and then you pour it into the crown of your head. So now it's into your soul. So you have a symbol. It could be, you know, maybe it's a butterfly, could be a key, could be an orchid like Pamela.
It's a heart with wings.
A heart with wings. That's perfect. Yeah, that's beautiful. It really suits you. And so when you plan your day, you just, everything that you're going to do that day, whether it's a phone call or an appointment, you check in with that symbol in your heart. How does it feel? Is this in alignment with you? Is this in alignment with you? You don't even have to know what the purpose is. So things are going to fall away that aren't, and you're going to know what is in alignment with you.
Okay.
And the other way that we talked about earlier for creating what you like is raising your vibration, because that is so important. Whether, you know, it's through reading uplifting books, listening to music, feeling love and appreciation, feeling gratitude, there's just so many beautiful ways. Forgiveness, you know, will always, you know, and whatever you, and giving to other people is just something that really raises your vibration, because when you're giving to other people, you're actually giving to yourself as well. So Leslie, Miss Leslie, what did you think about tonight? How does this resonate for you?
Wait a minute, I got a picture here. I had you on speaker because my ear was getting hot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm jotting down notes, and a lot of these I don't do yoga. I do yoga stretches every morning.
That's good, as long as you have a ritual.
Yeah, I do. And then I always, before I get out of bed, always say, today's going to be a good day. So, and I used to spend more time meditating in the morning when I worked, but now it's getting my kid off and doing my walk and stuff, and by the time I get back, I kind of slack on that. So, and you know, I'm into the romance novel still, so.
Okay, that's okay.
So, it is, because I was getting kind of thinking, why am I still reading these? But I see that there's a lot of, like Sherry said, the kind of love that you really want. So,
well, there it is, and that's why you're reading it, because it's not showing up in your life right now.
And the symbol that I got, it came to me immediately from that I work with, is it looks like a pink quartz heart, but it's alive. And,
ooh.
Yeah. And there's like a light that comes from the inside of it. It's alive.
Nice.
It's really cool. It was really, really cool. So I like that. So, yeah.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, we're shaking things up a little bit.
mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. And Sharon.
Yes, ma'am.
So, what are you experiencing from tonight? Did this, you know, kind of open up a different aspect for you?
Definitely.
Good.
I have meditated. I'm most comfortable with guided meditation.
Yes, that's okay.
And and it does make me feel more open when I meditate.
Yes.
I do not yet have morning rituals other than my rituals of how I get out of here in the morning.
Right. But, you know, if you got up 5 minutes earlier or 10 minutes earlier, you could actually tap in. See, that's the thing. I'm in a relationship, and somehow mornings get a little crazy. And so I could, you know, and that seems to be our time together. So for me to either get up earlier, so I just limit it, you know, I just know that worst case scenario, I'm doing a 10-minute ritual. If I can do like an hour and a half, I'll do it. But, you know, at least I'm doing my 10 minutes to a half hour, you know, and that feels good because I'm getting the basics taken care of. You know, and I think that's really important for creating what you would like to create, you know, and I know you've made some huge shifts already. I think everybody here has. And I'm so proud of you guys. You know, you're doing such great work. But just doing that ritual, it gives you that grounding in where you want to be so that it'll help you get there faster.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and we will do that.
Yeah, good. Because, I mean, you are a, you have a very good, strong, and you're very grounded. You have a very good focus. I feel like, well, if you're going to do it, if you say you're going to do it, I know you're going to do it. But this will help you get even more grounded. So I think that'll be really good.
Okay.
And what about you, Ms. Pamela?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Do you get the exercises?
Kind of not.
I know. Well, you know, here's the thing. You're starting to feel stuff. So you're kind of switching over. You're still primarily visual.
Mm-hmm.
You're still primarily visual. What I want you to do is try to do it in a, you know, but you are feeling stuff too. In fact, I would guess that because of the events that have occurred this week, you're processing a lot of stuff.
And what does that mean?
What that means is that I think you're feeling very conflicted emotions right now. On one hand, you're very relieved not to be doing that freaking training that was so awful. And on the other hand, you're feeling like you let yourself down.
I think that's called failing.
What was that?
It's called failure.
Well, yeah, it's not failure. It's not failure. You know, Abraham Lincoln failed like 50 times before he became president. He failed in so many businesses and failed in so many things. And yet he's remembered as, you know, just one of the greatest presidents of the U.S. So, and so many people have, you know, have failed and then they've gone on to be, you know, into a place of immense success. So failure is not something that's shameful unless you feel that it is.
Well, in my industry, a failure is a million words. I mean, at this point, I'm having to look at it and go, if I was to get in, say if I continued on with what I do for a livelihood, and say if an accident occurred and they started going back, some way or other an investigator would hear this and it could be a hell of a lawsuit. So in my industry, anyway, it is a failure.
Well, isn't this for a particular kind of training?
No, for flight training period.
It's flight training period?
Yep. Because remember, we take people's lives in our hands. So
okay.
If you can't make one way, then, yeah, it's just a real big deal today. So
here's here's the question, Pamela. So had this not happened, how would you feel about going forward and still doing this training?
Well, I would just kept going forward and doing like, you know, I normally do, just pushing thoughts aside and keep on doing it.
But it would have felt bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's been harder because I'm really not into it.
Exactly. So if you're not into it, that's your answer. You're not into it. So maybe it's not about you. Maybe your purpose is not about pursuing this career. When you went for a symbol to put in inside your crystal, what showed up for you were people.
Right.
So what that's saying is that your life purpose has to do with people.
But being an instructor pilot is exactly that.
I don't think that anything that's supposed to be yours is going to be as painful as the experience you put yourself into with this training.
Well, however they do it.
Pamela, will you give me a call like in the next day or so?
Okay.
We need to talk. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. So, and Sherry, we talked with you. So, anybody I didn't call on? I think we're all there, right? Okay. So we have your work cut out for you this week. That means a ritual. You know, create a ritual for yourself. Spend some time in meditating. You know, it doesn't have to be that long. You're going to start to connect with your higher self. Okay, I'm going to teach you something else. How do you know with 100% certainty that you're connecting with your higher self? One of the ways is you start training your ego to listen to the higher self. And there's a way of doing that. So the first thing that you're going to want to do is make a note of today's date and then get a calendar out and count out 45 days. So write down on your calendar today's date and then 45 days from now. And so what you're going to do is you're going to start asking questions of your higher self. But you're not going to ask anything important. You're just going to be building up a muscle of this is my habit. I'm going to be checking in with myself and just noticing what happens, you know, what's the result, just noticing. So the first thing is you're going to start out asking, you know, questions of no import or very little import, like, should I drive on this road or should I take that road? And you want to tap into your higher self. We've done muscle testing before. It's the same thing. When I'm tapping into my higher self, I just ask my body where it's going to show up. Now, Sherry likes to lean forward or back for yes or no. It's a technique that she learned from Jack Canfield, where she'll stand up and she'll either go forward or back. Her body responds. That's a technique that I've learned. It's a way of muscle testing as well. When I asked this, what showed up was I would feel a feeling of fullness in my upper chest and my throat for yes, and then my awareness would immediately go down and I feel a heaviness in my feet for no. Just something that I noticed. So, you know, tap in, whatever works for you. It's your way of getting and of receiving information from your higher self, you know, which is your intuition, your inner guidance, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, you ask it, you know, show you what yes is, what no is, and what's neutral. And you just start out, you know, just every day, you're just going to ask it questions that really don't matter very much. And just notice what happens. So it may be that, you know, you ask, well, should I stop at such and such a store after work today? Or, you know, something like that. And you get a no, but then you kind of are guided to go someplace else. And when you go to that other place, you're going to meet somebody who wouldn't normally be there, who's going to give you a valuable piece of information. So your ego is going to start to notice that when you start to ask your higher self for guidance, things are working out better for you. And, of course, the ego is going to notice this, and so it's going to jump on board. So you're building your muscle of being 100% confident with your higher self. And so after 45 days, you can, you know, and towards the end of the 45 days, you can start to ask more, what you would consider more important questions, you know, like, you know, should I let this friend go? Are they serving me anymore? You always, you know, preface your question by higher self. Is it in my highest and best to? And then you ask your question. And you start out simple yes or no questions. Is it this one or is it that one? You know, is it yes for this or no for that? So just very simple questions. Are there any questions on this?
Is that out there in the homework too?
No.
Nope, okay.
Not in the homework.
Okay.
So I think it's a pretty cool technique. And it's supposed to give you 100% accuracy, you know, with your higher self. But I find, you know, when I'm working with my high self, you know, I definitely know the pull. I know when it's telling me something. You know, but then sometimes there's something that you really want. And when you ask, then you're confused because is that my subconscious saying yes? Is it my higher self? Is it my ego because I really want it? So you start to second guess yourself. So what you're doing is you're building this muscle with these lesser questions. And as you start to get your confidence in it. And so when you do ask the more important questions, you can rely on it. You can feel confident and certain. So, I mean, it's kind of a cool technique. So, I feel like that might be scaring somebody. I'm feeling a little stuff. Does that scare anybody?
I have a question.
Okay.
How do you find out what yes, no, neutral is for us?
For your higher self?
Individually. Yeah.
You're going to ask. And I would stand up to ask and just notice, ask yourself, what is yes? And it could be like what Sherry does, is you lean forward for yes, right? Okay, and backward would be no. The body does that involuntarily. It's not that she's pushing it forward. You can ask, is this the way I'm going to get information? It could be that what showed up for me is that I get like a pressure in my upper chest and in my throat. And it's definitely there, and that lets me know that that's a yes. And then for no, I feel it, you know, it goes down into my feet. And not that it's a pressure, but it's an intensified awareness there. So just try it and see what happens. And let me know. Inquiring minds want to know. So also this week, think about what you would really like to create in your life. Because we're going to do some serious manifesting stuff.
mother.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
I was waiting for it because I can feel you.
And it's not directly about this, but it is about energy.
Yes.
So I released a lot of stuff this week. And, you know, we've been releasing a lot of stuff anyway, but like this week in particular, a lot of stuff.
Right.
And I had this really amazing experience this afternoon where someone was doing some type of energetic healing on me.
Yes.
And I got home, I looked in the mirror, I don't have any makeup on, and my face looks different. It's really interesting.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, well, not weird, but like...
You look like a different person.
No, well, I look better. I look a lot better without makeup than I normally do.
Very cool. You're glowing, I'm sure.
Yeah, like my under eye circles aren't puffy or deep like they normally are.
Uh-huh.
Like I can't help those lines. They're just there.
Right.
And I've always wanted to change them. And I look in the mirror right now and it looks really good.
Well, that's wonderful.
Is that because of the releasing or?
Yeah. It is. It has a lot to do with the releasing, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, when I always find when I'm working with people one-on-one, I mean, they just glow. You know, it's just so beautiful, really.
Okay, thank you. I was just noticing that, and I wanted to just check on it.
Yeah. No, that's it.
It's fun.
It is fun. Well, you know, you've done a lot of work. This has been really, really a wonderful time for you. You're definitely shifting into an amazing place.
I'm excited about it.
No, you should be. And I'm going to see you next week, right?
Yeah, on Friday.
Awesome.
This Friday, actually.
I know. It's like the 15th?
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And I'm actually doing a teleclass a week from last night.
I think it's 16th, actually.
Okay.
Friday the 16th.
Friday, let's take a look. Here's my calendar. Calendar's in January. Okay. So... Friday the 16th.
Yeah, and I have another quick question for you, but it is about the muscle testing. So
sure.
I've been doing a lot of that, testing, you know, my decision about my husband and everything like that, and I keep mm-hmm. getting a solid, you know, I keep getting signs to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I trust that?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
If you're prefacing the question... with higher self, is it in my highest and best to?
Okay.
Because otherwise, now, and here's the thing also, is that, see, I was double checking that for you, because you can do surrogate testing on people.
Huh, that's cool.
Because I find often, you know, if I'm, I use that when I'm working with people all the time. You know, but sometimes when it's something close to home, I don't always trust it because
yeah,
I don't always get a correct reading. For example, when my daughter was first pregnant, she contacted me and asked me if she was pregnant, and I said no. And here's the thing. Just a few months before that, I was doing yoga at a friend's home. And I said to her, I said, Willow, you're pregnant. You're pregnant. There's beautiful little girl energy all around you. You know, so it wasn't that I'm not aware of that, but for my own daughter, I couldn't see it. So sometimes when something is very close to you, it's, you know, you don't want to just, you might want to, you know, like really check in and see. But the best way is just to notice, am I feeling peaceful about this? I mean, it's okay to feel a little excited, because when you're feeling a little excited, then, you know, that's your growing edge, and that's when you're moving into a place of really a good place for yourself. But if you're feeling like, you know, like fear, you don't want to push that.
Yeah, I'm in a really good place right now. heart-centered. Of course, he hasn't come home yet, so I haven't seen him in a week.
Right.
And
but there's no acrimony here. It just feels like you're in the same place, basically.
Yeah. And so when you muscle tested, you got the same result, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I got the same result. So, okay, well, very cool. So you're going to call me when you come into town?
Yes.
Very cool. Okay. So we'll put that on my calendar. Anybody else? So, and you know where you're going to be staying. Well, you'll tell me all that information.
Yeah, I'll send you an email that has the details.
Beautiful.
And we're going to have a car, so we can meet you wherever you want to meet.
Awesome. Is that you and Charmaine?
Actually, Charmaine's not going to make it. She sent me an email today saying that they were driving down from Canada to California, and their car broke down.
Oh.
And they have to wait a week for parts or something, so they're not going to go.
Oh.
Yeah, but it would be me and my husband.
Okay. That's cool.
We're not doing anything this week to change what we have. We're just being honest about it, you know.
Yeah, there's no rush. You guys have been really good friends, and there's no reason
that
you need to stop being good friends.
Yeah, I want to continue to be friends. I really want it to be a very harmonious thing.
Well, of course.
So that's dignity and compassion and, you know, the best for all involved.
Right. Beautiful. Okay, anybody else? Well, you guys are all awesome. So you know what, you got lots of homework this week. So, so very cool stuff. So next week we're going to really do some serious creating.
Is this our last class?
Next week.
Oh, okay.
This is a bonus class because we had one class that we lost the call and then it didn't record, and I felt bad about that. So you got an extra bonus.
Okay.
Because the seventh class is sort of a bonus, and then this is going to be an extra bonus.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So lots of love, you guys, and we'll talk next Tuesday.